There's now a second candidate considering a run for McLean County Republican Party chair. That's among the headlines you heard on GLT this week. I'm Bailey Steelman. Normal Town Council member Scott Preston tells GLT he's exploring the idea. He says he's been asked by several local Republican leaders to consider it.
There's incredible opportunity in continuing to build up an infrastructure, build up an organization and a network, build up fundraising efforts, build up a farm team. Focus on being local here in McLean County. This is such a great place to be.
Preston now serves on the party's executive committee as vice chair for Normal. He's been on the Normal Town Council, a nonpartisan body, since 2013. Connie Beard announced her plans to run for county chair last month. Current party chair Chuck Erickson is not seeking re-election when his term ends in April. The town of Normal plans to hire an outside firm to conduct a deeper study into the feasibility and potential economic impact of building a new multi-sport complex. Normal's deputy city manager Pam Reese says the study will help the town council decide whether it's something they want to pursue.
And really, I see it as due diligence. You know, I don't think anyone has necessarily committed to a site or the project, but before we can move forward, we want to make sure that it's a feasible concept.
Reese says the study will cost between $40,000 and $60,000, taking 3 to 6 months to complete. It will include research and market analysis, including the identification of potential sites. It will also include a financial forecast for a 5-year period, including construction and operating costs. Developers Katie Kim and Dave Stark are pushing their own version of the multi-sport complex, a public-private partnership on the west side. A 36-year-old local piano teacher was in court Wednesday on charges that he sexually assaulted an underage girl while she was apparently his student. Aaron Michael Parlier of Pekin faces 10 counts of sexual assault. He's accused of assaulting the same girl in Bloomington multiple times between 2009 and 2013. Bloomington police say he was arrested Tuesday in Normal and that there may be more victims. Police say Parlier gave piano lessons to kids throughout Bloomington Normal in recent years. Former students and their parents are asked to contact the Bloomington police. Parlier's attorney, Brendan Bukowski, says his client is innocent and that the police are besmirching his reputation. Parlier is being held on a $1 million bond. Local doctors are changing their approach to painkillers as the opioid epidemic worsens in McLean County. As of January 1st, doctors are required to check a state database containing patient prescription histories before giving out narcotics. Dr. Kelly Smith is an attending physician at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center's emergency department. She says if someone really needs a painkiller, she won't withhold the medication.
I will definitely give it a second thought before I know how much I'm going to prescribe and what is a reasonable amount to expect this person to take.
Opioid-related deaths more than doubled last year in McLean County versus 2016, rising to 34. Another 7 people died from overdoses involving other drugs. Governor Bruce Rauner has claimed his top accomplishment of last year was transforming the way the state funds schools, but the dollars pledged by that new law haven't been distributed. Instead, state agencies have been focused on implementing and expanding a tax credit program for private schools, added to that bill at the last minute to get Rauner's signature. Jennifer Bertino Tarrant, a suburban Chicago Democrat, has filed Senate Bill 2236 to require dollars promised to needy schools to go out before tax credits do.
2236 does not take away the tax credit. It simply mandates the state ensures its first priority is public education over large corporations.
Illinois has, for years, had the most inequitable school funding structure in the nation. A hearing on the latest proposal could happen this week. State Treasurer Michael Frerichs joined J.B. Pritzker in Bloomington Friday, calling the Democratic candidate for governor the best bet to beat Republican Bruce Rauner in November. Though Rauner is locked in his own primary fight against Jeannie Ives, he's spending a lot of time attacking Pritzker, widely seen as the frontrunner in the Democratic race. Frerichs says Rauner is spending his money and sticking his nose in the Democratic Party.
Is he spending it attacking Chris Kennedy? Do you spend it going after Daniel Biss? No, he spends it going after this team because this team is the one that really frightens him.
Pritzker, too, is turning his focus back to the primary a bit. He's released a new video and statements in recent days attacking Democratic rival Daniel Biss on his past positions on charter schools and pensions. McLean County Circuit Judge Robert Freitag says he will retire in July. Freitag's term runs through 2020, so the Illinois Supreme Court can appoint someone to complete his term until the 2020 election. Freitag has spent the past 10 years as presiding judge of McLean County's criminal division. He has been on the bench in McLean County for 18 years. Freitag says his entire professional career has been dedicated to serving his community and nation, and it has been an absolute privilege to do both. That's your news and review. I'm Bailey Steelman.